From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Jerry Shario reading Outback Station by Aaron Fletcher. Now let's begin with Outback Station. Chapter 1. When he heard the first loud crack of a thick beam in the mine ceiling behind him, David Carrick reacted instinctively. Dropping the heavy hammer he was using to pound a steel drill into the coal to break loose slabs of it, he picked up the lantern at his feet. "Follow me!" he shouted at the two convicts who were shoveling up the loose coal. Then he stepped quickly to the side of the mine. The two men were slow-witted, as well as lethargic from the grueling labor. Remaining as they were, one of them called out in surprise as they were left in darkness, "What the bloody hell?" His voice and the metallic clatter of other convicts' picks were suddenly drowned in the deafening roar of supporting timbers splintering and huge rocks falling. The cave-in, some 40 feet away, was at the junction of the main tunnel and the branch where David and the others were working. He stood beside the framework of supporting beams at the side of the mine, holding the smoky oil lantern close and sheltering its flame with his body. The dark, low cavern quaked violently as its roof at the junction with the main tunnel collapsed, and swirling air currents from the tons of falling rock snuffed out the other lanterns. In the total, oppressive darkness, the air was thick with choking coal dust. The supports beside David groaned and sagged under the stress, but they held. Nothing larger than pebbles rained down on him. As the rumble of falling rocks faded away, two men, pinned under the debris, screamed in agony. The other convicts, terror-stricken, stumbled about in the darkness, shrieking that they were doomed. In contrast to their panic, David had a detached, impassive attitude. Having escaped the near brush with instant death, he saw that his life...